Bombers give Scott Tabor a call, 870-425-4488. Lady Bombers moving from right to left. Home white uniforms, blue numbers and blue trim with an MH on the shorts and the back of the uniform. Mullen with the basketball up top. Waymar loads up the three. Missed it off the back of the iron, and it's rebounded to Rogers. Pushed ahead, Ava Maynor. She was the stud in the game for them yesterday. Had 16 points in the second half to lead the comeback against Fayette Ware, Tennessee.
She's the engine that makes this team go.
So Morales gets the screen. Morales off the window gets the layup to go, and it's 2-0. Rogers. Rogers, the visitors tonight, coming to us from Northwest Arkansas in their road blue uniforms, white trim and black trim with white numerals as well. Right side, Rucker up top to Husky. Husky bounced to the left, back to the right side to Waymire. Mullen driving off the window. Shot is good, and the layup by Cameron Mullen is good, and the ball game is tied.
Cam just kind of slithered her way in there and got the layup up.
That's a good word for it. Andy Norcross comes up with the steal. Lady Bombers walking it up the floor now. Husky with the basketball between the circles. 2-2 our score, about a minute and a half left gone in this first quarter of action. Husky on the left wing now. Waymire tried to get it to Waymire. Now she does. Now swung to Rucker. Rucker. Couple crossover dribbles. Amelia pulls up 15-footer. Good. Amelia Rucker, leading scorer for this Lady Bomber team. Almost through the non-conference schedule, and it's 4-2 Mountain Home.
You know, good start there by the Lady Bombers. Nice shot by Amelia there.
As driving inside as Maynor gets the layup to go. Looked like it was going to bounce out, but it bounced back in favor of Rogers. So Rogers out of the 6A West, very talented, very deep girls conference up there. You know, you got Fayetteville, who's always good, Rogers, Springdale Harbor. I mean, it's Rogers Heritage. It's just top to bottom one of the better girls' conferences in the state.
Yeah, we saw Harbor earlier tonight. They are a really good basketball team.
Husky with the ball. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling to her right. Driving along the baseline. Spins back. Up top, Waymire. To the left side, Mullen. Mullen up top, Husky now. Between the circles with the right side, Waymire. Rucker, top of the key, dribbling to the right. Now to Waymire. Waymire dribbles back to her left, back to Rucker on the left side. On the left wing, couple crossover dribbles going to work. Up top to Waymire to the right side, Husky. Husky back to Waymire to Mullen. Crossover dribble along the baseline, a whistle and a foul is called. Blocking foul. And it's going to go against Rogers. Don't know who yet. Looks like could be two. 22, yeah. They're going to throw that on Kate Miller, her first foul. Team's first, and it's going to send Cameron Mullen to the free throw line, Brad.
Miller is newly back from a knee surgery she had, that she's got a big brace on her knee, and she, you know, she favors that knee a little bit, and she was a little late getting over there on that help. You know, let's see if the Bombers kind of take advantage of the mismatch we may get with that.
So first free throw is good, and the second free throw for Mullen, 6-4 our score. Lady Bombers leading. Mullen with 4 points. Three-pointer on the way from Morales. High arcing shot's good. And it's 7-6. Rogers leading 7-6. Dell Leonard wants a timeout, and we'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Back here in Mountain Home, Lady Bombers with the basketball. Down 7-6.
You know, Coach Leonard called that timeout. Not real happy with the Lady Bombers on giving up an open shot in transition when on a free throw.
As Mullen loses it out of bounds, and Rogers will take over. Rogers with the basketball. Maynor will walk it up the floor. Now between the circles. A lot slower paced as this game compared to the boys' game. Maynor with it. Bounce down into the paint. Ball's turned over. Mountain Home comes up with it. Parker Husky pushing along the sideline. Crossover dribble. Made Maynard stumble a little bit. Husky brings it back out, dribbling back to her right. Lady Bombers setting some offense. Now to the corner, Mullen. Mullen along the baseline. Crossover dribble brings it back up top. Along the nailhead to Waymar up top, Rucker. Rucker looking. Lady Bombers setting the offense once again. 3:55 to go in this first quarter of action. Rucker crossover dribble back to Norcross to the left side, Mullen. Husky, top of the key. Couple crossover dribbles met by Maynard.
A good little matchup there between Maynard and Husky. They're both sophomores. They look a lot alike. Maynard's a little more, I guess, physically built, a little stronger looking than Parker, but I'm sure they've seen each other in the summer circuit.
Husky now to Waymire on the right wing. Waymire, Annie, Norcross with it. Between the circles to Husky to the right side, Rucker. Lady Bombers killing a lot of clock here. Skip past to Mullen on the left side. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Mullen along the baseline. Ball's turned over, picked up by Morales. Owens now. Maynard driving. Picks up her dribble on the short corner. Guarded by Mullen. Now it's handed off to Owens. Owens crossover dribble, top of the key. Three-pointer hierarching shots good. Brooklyn Owens from the parking lot knocks it down. And it's 10-6 in favor of the visiting Rogers Lady Mounties.
You know, both threes at Rogers. He's been really high shots, but they had nothing but net as they went through.
Rucker on the right wing, speaking of good shooters. Husky tried to get to Husky. Rucker still with the basketball. Spin move back up top. Norcross loads up the three, another high arcing three. Long rebound tipped right to Rogers. Pushed ahead to a wide open Kate Miller off the window. Good. And it's a 6-point lead. 12-6 our score.
Yeah, Miller looked good running the floor there.
So Mountain Home with the ball again, down 12-6. Kate Jackson and Emma Wilbur set to check in for Mountain Home. Mullen, right wing three, way short, was an air ball, and it's going to go to Rogers. Emma Wilbur, Kate Jackson, checking in for Mountain Home for Rogers, number 15, Kennedy Blockberger and Selah Blockberger, both a pair of sisters, hopping in here. I believe they both hit a three yesterday, if I remember correctly. They're back-to-back, too, which was even funnier. Rogers with the ball. Lady Bombers extending pressure now. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. A couple crossover dribbles by Maynard. Maynard driving, gets through the defense, through the tee of the defense, off the window, good, and a whistle and a timeout. Dell Leonard wants to talk to his girls. We'll take a timeout with him. 14-6 our score. Lady Bombers trailing, and you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Mountain Home, Lady Bombers, fresh out of the timeout. Dell Leonard's got three timeouts remaining. And his Lady Bombers. So Mullen with the ball across the timeline.
Yeah, the Lady Bombers just yesterday came out, man, just aggressive after the ball. Right now they're kind of seeming like it's a late game, and you know it is, but we gotta find that aggressive and that energy somewhere.
Tried to feed it inside to Wilbur, ball's turned over. Amelia Rucker. Coming back into the game, getting Cameron Mullen. It's the fourth turnover for Mountain Home so far. 14-6 our score, Rogers leading. Maynard across the timeline, walking it up. Rogers very patient in their shot selection. Up top, Selah Blockberger. Fed inside, Waymar got around it. Tried to come up with it, but it stays with Rogers. Swung to the left side, three-pointer on the way, good by Morales. Perla Morales from downtown got 8 points.
Has Rogers missed a shot yet?
It doesn't seem like it.
I can't think of one that they've missed.
It doesn't seem like it. They did miss a layup. They missed a layup, I believe, about the minute mark. But other than that, no, they're perfect from the three-point line. They're 3-3. Wilbur on the left side to Rucker. Rucker screen from Wilbur. Rucker to Waymire, now to Kate Jackson on the right wing. Jackson, screen from Waymire. Jackson thought about a three, now to Wilbur. Husky tees up the left wing three. Off the back of the iron, rebounded to Rogers. 16-7 our score, Lady Bombers trailing. Maynard working against Husky. Maynard driving off the window, good. Tell you what, Ava Maynard's getting whatever she wants, three for three from the field.
Yeah, Rogers is running a simple high screen for Maynard, and she's just choosing which side she wants to go over and just taking it in for the layup.
13 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Husky to the corner. Jackson for three. Missed it. Rebounded to Rogers. Maynard with it now. Down to six. Down to five. Maynard, hesitation move, driving off the window. Missed the shot. Rebounded Wilbur. Rucker has to put it up at the buzzer. Not going to get it off in time, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 19-6, playing Rogers for a chance to go to the finals of the Ultimate Auto Group Tournament. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated,